For the younger generation in Egypt, the war in Iraq is shaping their opinions of the United States and the West. More than half of Egyptians are under 25. This is their first television war. A half dozen Arab satellite channels beamed in coverage, and they have access to international newspapers and the Internet. It appears that what they've seen and read about the war radicalized many of them. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Cairo.
At Cairo University, with the largest student enrollment in the country, students endlessly discuss and argue the war in Iraq and its aftermath. Professor Mohammed Kamel teaches these students political science. In his lectures, he explains that bringing democracy to the complicated religious and ethnic mix in Iraq will be difficult. But in the end, he says, it is up to the Iraqis.
If they smile to the Americans, if they participated in any election that is to be organized, then I would say you cannot be more Catholic than the Pope. If the Iraqis accept that, I think it's gonna silence many critics of the U.S. in the region.
It will take more than that to silence the criticism of his students.
What I have noticed is, I would say also due to this war, is the radicalization of public opinion and young people's public opinion.
In this crowded classroom, students discuss their reactions to the war. It is a mixed class, young men and women studying the American political system. The courses are taught in English, a new program at the university. These students are quick to express their suspicions, especially over President Bush's promises to bring democracy to their part of the world.
Actually, I feel that we are deceived. I don't think that the way he is going to establish this democratic state is already correct.
When they started showing people how civilians are killed and all that stuff, they attacked reporters. Yani, they didn't give them the chance to let us see what's going really and what's going on in Iraq.
Another thing that I think that this war is motivated mainly for the interest of Israel in the region.
And when many of these students look for reasons for the war, they come to the conclusion that this is a clash of civilizations, a holy war. And that worries Professor Kamel.
I think it's very, very dangerous because this is going to hinder democracy for sure in this part of the world. When you see things in religious terms, then, you know, to establish a secular political system will be very difficult.
This protest of an organized Islamic group on campus is directed at U.S. troops in Iraq. Young men stand in military formation. In jeans and sneakers at the university gate, they pledge to die fighting what they say are infidels who have invaded the Middle East. It is a small group, about 100 young men. The protest is over quickly. Other students don't pay much attention, but many of them have already participated in anti-war demonstrations outside the university. Their anger has been directed at the United States, but also against their own government. Political columnist Salama Ahmed Salama says this is a generation the Egyptian regime will find more difficult to control than their parents' generation.
They cannot be deceived anymore because actually they are seeing what's going on the television, on the internet, newspapers, and nobody can deceive them anymore. By this experiment in Iraq, they are blaming more and more the political regimes in the Arab world.
And there is plenty they blame the Egyptian state for. In this authoritarian regime, you could go to jail for criticizing the president. There hasn't been a new political party allowed to organize in 20 years. There is a rising population and a failing economy.
Once you start getting people reaching the age of 20, and telling them, you know, go sit in the freezer, there's no job for you, that you can't have a house, you can't get married, you can't start a family, then you get turmoil and unrest.
For Hisham Qasim, a human rights activist and publisher of the Cairo Times, the unrest is not likely to go away.
The demographics show that 60% of Egyptians are under 25. We need to create 600,000 to 900,000 jobs a year. We're nowhere near that figure. Okay, there is not enough development, not enough foreign direct investment happening. And this is a ticking time bomb. The problem is the stagnation that's in Egypt now politically and economically, and at the present rate, it's not going to move fast enough.
President George Bush has promised to bring change to the Middle East. Can it come fast enough to meet the aspirations of this Arab generation? Deborah Amos, NPR News, Cairo.